I'm Michael Lyon, and this is Omaha Public Radio 91.5 KIOS FM. Omaha's Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium welcomed its 2 millionth visitor yesterday. Jackie Keys and her two young kids, Kiara and Kyan, who live in Omaha, showed up just after noon on Tuesday and were met with a grand welcome from around 100 of the zoo's staff. My guest today has seen a number of watershed moments in his 50 years with the zoo. Dr. Lee Simmons retired as director of the Henry Dorley Zoo at age 71 in 2009 and serves today as chairman of the Omaha Zoo Foundation. Dr. Lee Simmons, welcome. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Howdy.
The zoo has been celebrating 50 days of dark since October.
Longest 50 days of my life, but I'm going to get even with all the people that did this to me, but
cast your mind back 50 or so years ago. The zoo looked quite different to back in 1966.
In 66, when Marie and I came to town, it was just barely getting started. We had 10 employees. A lot of our animals were in plywood sheds and barns. The bear grottos were done, and they were working on the two original gorilla and orang houses, and everything else, there's nothing else there.
It hardly seems possible because the zoo is so incredible today, and your fundraising was a little different, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is, our first year's budget was $100,000, and our first year's attendance, which we didn't even have a gatehouse, we just had a little Jeep, and we put a tin box on it out in front of the gate, was 36,000 people, and of course now we've just passed 2 million people, which is pretty incredible for a metropolitan area this size. And we've got well over 300 full-time employees, and a budget that's over $30 million, annual, and plus a lot of construction, and just completed, well, it's about $84 million worth of capital in new exhibits that just opened this year. So yeah, there's been a bit of change.
Yeah, you today are the chairman of the foundation. You started as a veterinarian profession, not specifically with the zoo, but you had an interest in reptiles, and I'm wondering whether your connection with the zoo was a way that you could actually involve yourself with reptiles without having to have 47 of them in your house.
Well, yeah, my early interest was snakes and reptiles, and but then made a right turn and went into veterinary medicine strictly as a way to attack the zoo world, because it seemed to be a more useful discipline. But of course, we still got reptiles at the zoo. But over the past 50 years, I've gotten to be involved with not only reptiles but the aquarium, and designing the aquarium and the jungle and kingdoms of the night and the desert and a whole lot of things. And actually, designing things is fun.
I know you've seen many changes along the way, and it would be impossible for us to highlight all of them. But I wonder whether you would talk about some of the things that you've seen happening and some of your achievements in conservation and research.
Well, we've early on decided to make an impact in conservation. A lot of zoos talk about conservation, but very few zoos really do conservation. We've got a conservation and research facility here that we have built up over the years that ranks easily in the top three in North America without any question. And in some areas we are, in a couple of areas we are the top program in North America. And we've had students, about half of them North American, about half of them from all around the world, some 2,284 students come through in the last 20 years who are spread out all over the world doing conservation.
Now, what does the zoo specifically do to further the cause of conservation worldwide?
We're heavily involved in genetic work. Our biggest program is in genetic work in in Madagascar, but we're also, we just had another milestone, we planted our 1,000,000th tree in Madagascar, and the goal is that to plant 500,000 trees in every year now for 10 years. So we're reforesting parts of Madagascar where the lemurs are. Ed and his group have discovered and named 23 new species of lemurs, but we've also got a lot of other programs and plants and a lot of things.
Dr. Lee Simmons, celebrating 50 years involved with the Omaha Henry Doorly Zoo and Aquarium. Today he serves as director of the, chairman rather, of the Omaha Zoo Foundation. Thank you so very much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
You can find out more information at omahazoo.com.
Something tells me it's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true.